Well, I'm here to introduce Arundhati Roy. I say this in hushed tones. Really, never thought I would introduce Arundhati Roy. I first encountered her, not personally. I encountered her when somebody said to me, "You must read The God of Small Things," which I did. And then, to almost everybody I met, I said, "You must read The God of Small Things." And I was so struck by that book, you know, and the passion, the eloquence, the beauty of language. I thought, she must have written 7 books before this. No, this is her first novel. I thought, well, she'll write 7 books after this. No, this is her novel. Next thing I knew, I was reading essays of hers. David Barsamian showed me an interview, which I listened to, an interview that he did with her. Anthony Arnov told me about her. People talked about her. And I read this book of essays called Power Politics, another book of essays, Cost of Living. And what I realized was that, well, this was not just a novelist. Now, this was a person who cared about what was going on in the world, who was speaking out and devoting her energy now to speaking out against the enormous corporations in India that were driving poor people off their lands. She was defying the Supreme Court of India. Anybody who defies a Supreme Court is worth listening to, you see. The Supreme Court referred to her as that woman. And she was held in contempt of court, which of course is an honor. What it was about her, she was taking this enormous talent that she had, which everybody now recognized, which millions of people around the world recognized by buying her book and reading The God of Small Things. She was taking this enormous talent, and she was not putting it at the service of the other publishers who were demanding more novels from her or begging her to write more novels, or movie producers who were saying, "Oh, we must turn this into a movie." No, she was taking her energy and her passion and her talent and putting it to the service of people in India and people around the world. And she was talking about war and talking about globalization and talking about all of the controversial things that made the Supreme Court think she was that woman. This struck me because I've always had a very special admiration for those people who write poetry and novels and plays, but who don't only do that, who take time out and speak to what is going on, at the moment in the world, on behalf of the children of the world, on behalf of people everywhere. This is what she has done. And she grew up, I don't know if I should go through her biography. That's what they do in introductions, right? A little bit. Grew up in Kerala, which is a special place in India. I studied architecture, which some people say accounts for the precision of our language. Who knows? There's a mystery there about what's behind the way she uses language. She wrote screenplays. She also worked at all sorts of very ordinary jobs, which is always helpful for enlarging a person's vision. And then at a certain point, she sat down and wrote The God of Small Things. Or she stood up and wrote The God of Small Things. I can't imagine how she wrote it, you see. You might have gathered that I think it's a real honor to introduce Arundhati Roy. So here she is.